In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that we have to accept the children, the kingdom of God, like little children. That sounds on the surface like something that is a violation of our dignity. Why would we have to accept something like little kids? It's because little children accept what their parents tell them. They assume automatically that their parents are telling them the truth. Why, after all, would their parents lie to them? The tragedy is that as adults, we even do that to the people on the news. We, for some stupid reason, think they're telling us the truth. Hopefully our parents do. But we have a Father in heaven, a Father who cannot lie and cannot deceive. And so we know with absolute certainty that he speaks the truth. And so we accept what has been revealed on the authority of God who revealed them. It is just that simple. Now we try to get in the way and we try to make it as complex as we can and we try to figure it all out and rationalize our way around it. Faith doesn't have to be complicated. We need to make sure that we're right. And the reason why people have made it so complicated is because somebody comes along and denies it, and then somebody else has to try and explain it. But the reality is, we simply need to accept the truth. We don't have to necessarily understand it all. You don't have to be able necessarily to go and explain it all to somebody. We just have to believe, because God has revealed it. That's the way a child will accept things. This is what my mom said. This is the truth. They don't question it. They don't doubt it. They don't sit there and look at their parents and say, well, but if we make this distinction, is this going to be correct? Are you sure that you got this part? No, this is what mom said. This is the way it is. Children understand that. That's what Jesus is telling us, that this is what we have to be about. In the meantime, then, we look at what St. Paul is speaking to Timothy, and he tells them that he has to be an example of conduct and charity and faith and chastity and so on. But then he says, until I come, be diligent in reading, exhortation, and teaching, and do not neglect the grace that has been granted to you. That's exactly what he's going to say to us, too. We need to be working on our prayer life. We need to be working on growth in holiness. We need to be seeking the truth. We spend so much time on frivolous, foolish things. How much time do we spend on holy things? How much time do we really spend trying to develop the spiritual life, trying to understand and grow in holiness, reading what the saints have taught over the years to be able to deepen our understanding? Even, as I said, that might sound like a contradiction to what I said earlier. We don't need to understand it all, which is true. There's nothing wrong with trying to understand it. But what we want is a deeper and deeper conviction. And that comes from only one thing. It's exactly what we hear in the gospel. It says of this young man, Jesus looked at him with love. That's how we're supposed to look at Jesus, because that's exactly how he's looking at each one of us. And he speaks to this young man in charity. He says, go and sell what you have and give it to the poor and come and follow me. Now that may not be your issue, but Jesus is going to look at you with the same kind of love that he looked at this young man, and he's going to say, do this. And then follow me. What would it be? What's in the blank? See, once again, this is where it just needs to be simple. We don't need to make it too terribly complicated. For this young man, we know that he couldn't handle it. He went away sad because he was attached to all of his stuff. And he wouldn't follow Jesus, because materialism and money was too important. Again, that may not be your issue. This is America. It may well be your issue, but even if it's not, what is? what would that blank be that God's going to say to you, give this up. This is in the way. This is stopping you. This young man, obviously a very good man. I followed all the commandments since I was a child. How many of us can say that? And yet, there was this one point that was in the way. So maybe for some of us, it's going to even have to be going back to the commandments themselves and say, before I can worry about what I need to do after I'm following the commandments, I need to get my act together so that I'm following the commandments. Once again, because God has revealed it, and he revealed it because it's what's best for us. Again, that's where people get confused. They think, these are negative things, thou shalt not. No, they're positive things. Because God loves you so much, he doesn't want you to hurt yourself. And if you break the commandments, you hurt yourself. The devil wants you to think, oh no, God wants to hold me down, and if I break the commandments, then it's fun, and it's exciting, and it's pleasurable, and whatever else. Yeah, we've all learned that lesson, haven't we? We can all look back, probably with regret, at some of the things that we've done in our lives that were so fun and exciting and pleasurable. Yeah, and now we're looking at it and saying, how pathetic, empty, and stupid. Maybe we need to learn to tell the devil to get out. And if we can accept, like a child, what God has taught us, what he has told us, because he only wants the best. He is a father who loves us. He wants what is best for us. And if we can accept that and believe that, then it makes it a whole lot easier then to be able to say, well, if this is what he revealed, I don't have to understand why. I don't have to be able to explain it all. All I have to do is be able to know God has revealed this because it's what's best for me. And I accept it, and I live it. That's what we're supposed to be about. Just a simple faith, not a complicated one. That's the best. People who simply accept and believe. Not, again, in a stupid way. That's not what we're asking of anybody. We're not asking you to put your intellect on hold and set it to the side and just blindly accept whatever. But to be able to look at these things and ask the question, do I really believe in God as who he has revealed himself to be? Do I really believe that God loves me, which means God only wants what's the very best for me? Do I really believe that God cannot lie or deceive? Then why would I not believe him? Why would I not think that everything that he has revealed is because it's what's best for me? Why would I not think that when he's asking me to give these things up or to take these things on or to change this in my life or whatever, it's because it's what's best for me? Why wouldn't I believe that? That's where the simplicity of faith comes in. Otherwise, the mind starts going and we come up with rationalizations, and that's where the devil can just work himself right in and cause endless trouble for us. So don't make it too confusing. Don't make it too difficult, because it isn't and it doesn't have to be. God has revealed himself, and God is perfectly simple. Perfectly simple. Well, if that's who he is and that's who he's revealed himself to be, then what he has revealed needs to be accepted with simplicity, needs to be accepted with faith, with trust, with confidence, ultimately with love, because God is love and he has revealed himself so that you could know love and you could be conformed to that love. That's not anything complicated. That's as simple as it gets. And the more complicated we try to make it, the less we love. So put the rest of the junk to the side and accept the kingdom of God like little children.